execute his word, hearkening to the voice of his orders. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today we celebrate the apparition of Saint Michael the Archangel. It might seem strange that, since we already have Saint Michael's feast in September, that we celebrate him in May also. The answer might be found when we look who the angels really are. When I was a child, an angel was usually depicted as a very lovely small child who with a loving smile offered his protection. And even though angels certainly are protectors and intercessors, we should take a note that they are also God's messengers, both in telling joyful news and occasionally in executing his judgment. It is strikingly told in the prophecy of Daniel, "And I lifted up my eyes, and I saw, and behold, a man clothed in linen, and his loins were girded with the finest gold, and his body was like the chrysolite, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as a burning lamp, and his arms and all downward even to the feet, like in appearance to glittering brass, and the voice of his word like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the men that were with me saw it not. But an exceeding great terror fell upon them, and they fled away and hid themselves." Also, holy prophet Ezekiel was terrified. "And as for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like that of burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. This was the vision running to and fro in the midst of the living creatures, a bright fire and lightning going forth from the fire." When you remember these apparitions of the prophets, you might easily understand why the Church still celebrates the apparition of Saint Michael the Archangel after so many centuries. For this peculiar apparition, which this day commemorates, happened on 8th of May in the year 492 in Italy. One farmer was taking care of his large flock in the countryside when a bull fled to the nearby mountain. He searched and searched for it and finally traced it to a cave. But when he was trying to enter the cave to catch his bull, a mysterious arrow shot by afar stopped the farmer's entrance. This arrow did not hurt him, but neither he or anyone else could find his way into the cave. Faced with such a mystery of this strange arrow, the persons concerned decide to consult the bishop of that area. The bishop first ordered 3 days of fasting and prayers, and after 3 days the Archangel Michael appeared to the bishop and said that the cave where the bull had taken refuge was under his protection. Saint Michael also said that God wanted it to be consecrated under his name and in honor of all the holy angels. And accompanied by his clergy and people, the bishop went to the cave and found that it was already disposed in the form of a church. the consecration and the Holy Mass were celebrated there, and there arose in this same place a magnificent church dedicated to Saint Michael. To thank God's great goodness for the protection of the Holy Archangel, this feast day, May the 8th, was instituted by the Church in his honor in the reign of Pope Saint Pius V. The church on that spot became a place of great devotion 500 years afterwards, when the German Emperor Otto III had, contrary to his word, put to death for rebellion a senator named Crescentius. The emperor was touched by remorse. He then cast himself at the feet of Saint Romuald, who in satisfaction for his crime told him to walk barefoot on a penitential pilgrimage to this church of Saint Michael's. And this penance the emperor humbly performed. Dear children, this apparition from God's messenger, the Holy Archangel Michael, was so striking that the church remembers it even this day. You know that when you are obeying your parents, you do the will of God. And the church, remembering today the apparition of Saint Michael many, many centuries ago, shows herself as an obedient child of God, a child who humbly still remembers the commandment of the Heavenly Father brought down by his messenger, Saint Michael. Saint Michael is not only the protector of the Church, but also of every faithful soul. He defeated the devil by humility, and we are enlisted as soldiers of Christ in the same warfare. The angels often have used fiery and deadly sword in executing God's commandments, and prophets were afraid when they saw these mighty warrior angels. But our weapons must be the acts of humility and an ardent love of God. We should see this holy Archangel Michael as our leader, the heavenly general of God against the devil and against the pomps of the world. By doing our duty to our parents, teachers, priests, and bishops, we are on the front line in battle against the devil in all his assaults. But even the most deadly and burning arrows of the devil cannot burn or harm us. For even if devil is strong and powerful, simple acts of humility and obedience scare him far, far away, like the bull of the shepherd into a distant cave. Stay strong, faithful, humble, and obedient, and the fiery and wary angels will and shall always protect you. Saint Michael the Archangel, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.